Manuscript Releases, Volume 21, Mr. Number 1516, God's People to be the Light of the World. I have begun several times to write to you, but before the letter has been finished, each time I have had to pack up my writings, and so nothing has been finished. I shall make another beginning. We are very pleased to be at home again. Yesterday we gathered peas from our garden for dinner. This is the second dish we have had this season. We found when we arrived home that Brother and Sister King during our absence had had a general house cleaning. Everything smells sweet and clean. We thought it right on our way home to drive through the city to see the ruin wrought by the earthquake and fire. We drove in an easy carriage through the ruined district. I have no language with which to describe the awful scene. There are some who are now boasting that in restoring San Francisco they will make it proof against such casualties in the future. But these worldly wise men do not know that there is an omnipotent ruler in the heavens, who possesses all power, and that he will do according to his will. I was pleased to see that the church which your father and a few who united with him built was untouched by the fire. The house close beside it, which Brother Chittenden built, is also unharmed. The park nearby looked beautiful with its fine trees and flowers and green grass. The fire came quite close to this section, but it also escaped injury. We feel that God has greatly favored his people in this time of calamity. Although so many living in San Francisco have been killed, we have not heard of one Sabbath keeper who was killed or injured in the disaster. The ascension of Jesus to the Father was a matter of rejoicing to the early church. It enabled the Savior to vouchsafe to his followers in a special sense, through the agency of the Holy Spirit, his guidance and protection. The promise of the Father concerning his Son had been, "He shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand." At the close of his work on earth, the Savior could say, "I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." Christ claims his own recompense for his conquests. He specified in his wonderful prayer, recorded in the 17th chapter of John, what that recompense is. "I am glorified in them." His ransomed church is to be the chief source of his glory. Through them, unto principalities and powers in heavenly places, is to be made known the manifold wisdom of God. "I have given them thy word," the Savior declared, "and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world." John 17 verses 15 to 26, quoted. Christ humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him. A marvelous work has been wrought in our behalf. Shall we allow ourselves to become depressed, or to murmur and complain? Hebrews 3 verses 12 to 19 quoted. True believers are the light of the church and of the world. God has true messengers of healing in our world. They are those who are taught of God, who are imbued with his Spirit, ministers who experience the sanctification of the Spirit. Sons and daughters of God have a great work to do in the world. They are to be its light. They are to accept the word of God as the man of their counsel, and impart it to others. They are to diffuse light. All who have received the engrafted word will be faithful in giving that word to others. They will speak the words of Christ. In conversation and in deportment they will give evidence of a daily conversion to the principles of truth. Such believers will be a spectacle to the world, to angels, and to men, and God will be glorified in them. Let us ask ourselves the question, shall I not seek to honor God daily? The time has come for me to present these things before you as the Lord has presented them to me.